What is good, everybody? You know who it is. This is your boy, Bubba.
Coach Doty.
Man, it has been quite some time, you know. We are back. Fall sports are underway. It is close to NFL primetime. Basketball has been going on. Baseball has been going on. It's about time that we bring it back, get this thing back going again. I know y'all been waiting to hear our voices, to hear our analysis and opinions, but, you know, sometimes, you know, everything happens for a reason, so, you know. It's good to be back, Doty. How you been? It's been a while.
Man, just transitioning, man. Sorry for all the setbacks and, you know, everything. Just trying to get adjusted to, you know, life back in Texas, but moving to South Texas and, you know, it's just some adjusting. But we back, man. We back in football, baby.
Yes, sir, man. I see you out there grinding with your team.
Yeah, we coming along. We coming along.
That's good to hear. But, you know, let's get right into it, man. No intro needed. You know, let's talk about some NBA, some basketball playoffs going on. Two teams that looking real nice, I think, are the Celtics and the Lakers, in my opinion. I think those are the two best teams in the playoffs right now. Celtics dominating, sweep over the Sixers. Lakers, you know, dominating the Trailblazers, moving on to the semifinals in the playoffs in their conferences. So, I mean, I could see them two being in the finals, in my opinion. To me, I don't think the Bucks are a real threat. I don't even see anybody else being a threat to the Lakers in the West.
Hold on. Now, Kawhi is still over there now.
They barely beat the Mavs.
But they beat them. If you really look at it, if Dame don't get hurt, the Lakers are still struggling with the lowest seed in the NBA, Portland.
Yeah.
So I'm not sold on the Lakers yet, man. I'm not sold on the Lakers. And LeBron James and most of his team is complaining about the bubble.
Everybody's been complaining about the bubble, though.
Oh, no, man. You can't tell me Jimmy Butler complaining about the bubble.
Man, you know, there's always a good amount of people on each team complaining about the bubble.
See, that's why I can't. That's why I don't think, man, like Jimmy Butler, man, he a dog. You know, he out there for the right reasons. LeBron, he done made too much money, and now he want to go and do all this other stuff. Like when he made his Space Jam intro, showing the jerseys, that was the corniest thing I ever seen.
That was pretty corny. I did not like those jerseys at all.
Yeah, I'm not even watching the movie, man.
I can already see just by the jerseys that movie's going to be a flop.
A flop. It's either going to be too sentimental or it's just going to have too much going on, man. I'm lying. I'm going to go watch it just to hate on LeBron. I'm going to watch it. So let me stop that.
Yeah, you the president of the LeBron James Hating Club. You got to go.
I got to go, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Thank you for saying that because I'm a professional hater when it comes to LeBron. And I have to do my stat. I have to do my stat work, my research. So I'm going to go watch it.
You got to, man. I mean.
Mm-hmm. But I do think in the West, he got some competition because Houston play fast. And then you got Kawhi. Man, I'm always afraid of folks who don't say nothing. Real quiet. I'm just nervous. I'm just nervous for them.
Yeah. But, I mean, you never know.
No. But anything. I think in the East, I think it's Jimmy Butler. I just got to say that. I just think it's Jimmy Butler, man. He just played with too much heart, man. It's past basketball with him. It's passion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I still think nobody's gonna be able to touch the Lakers in the West. I don't think the Clippers. I don't think the Clippers are the real deal. Honestly, they're
okay,
not.
Okay.
I don't think the Bucks are the real deal. Celtics, Lakers in the finals. That's how it's gonna go down.
Okay.
Okay. That's how I see it.
Okay. So let's put some Chick-fil-A on that.
All right. Put the sauce on it.
Okay. we can do that.
Put the sauce on it.
Yeah, we can do that, man. What you want? What you want? Nuggets or sandwich?
Man, I want the number two, no deluxe. I want large okay. fry, and I want a large sweet tea.
Okay, okay, okay. We can put that on the line. We can put that on the line.
But who, I want to hear your finals prediction. I said mine, Celtics, Lakers. Who are your finals prediction?
I'm honestly, it's not the Lakers. It's not the Lakers. I really honestly think the Lakers are going to get knocked out against the Clippers or either Houston. So my pick is either Houston and the Heat or the Clippers and the Heat.
You going with the Heat as the biggest threat in the East? Come on now.
Man, I see the Heat knocking off Miami. I mean, I see the Heat knocking off Milwaukee, my fault.
Nah, I don't see that happening. You think the Heat are going to beat the Celtics? No, I don't believe that.
I think so. I think so, man. I honestly really do, man. And this is the reason why I say what I'm saying, okay? Some teams, when they get to the bubble, they get away from their distractions.
That's true.
Some folks, you know, like LeBron. What I think LeBron is missing is his everyday life, going, doing other businesses, doing other work in the community. You feel me? I don't see that with the Heat. I don't see the Heat have – I don't see none of those guys are big enough to really just be pulled to different places to be doing commercials all the time. So I really see a lot of focus. Giannis is getting outside of himself right now. You know, people starting to play more physical with him. His true attitude, his laid-back attitude is starting to, you know, truly come out. Is he's not so laid back when you put hands on him.
Yeah.
And when you play physical with him, he gets emotional. And I just don't see them or Boston. I don't see Boston really just being. I think they should have blew out the 76ers worse than they did. I think the 76ers kind of self-destructed more than Boston beat them.
Okay.
But in the West,
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, but in the West, Houston, they done came off a tough series with Oklahoma. Oklahoma played them to the T with good coaching. And the Clippers, they got slapped in the mouth a couple of times by Dallas. You know, Luka, man. Ooh, man, this dude is
a dog.
Oh, man.
Pure dog in the flesh.
For real.
That man is gonna be the next GOAT.
Man, you gotta say it, man. You gotta say it. The stuff this dude doing and the way he doing it, it's crazy. And this dude ain't even 20. Is he even 20 yet?
I don't think so. I can't remember honestly, 20. but he out there, man.
Yes. I mean, some of the stuff this dude do and his Euro step is like, I know he's from Europe. But having a Euro step like that, that's just cheap.
They might as well not even call it the Euro step. They might as well call it the Luka step.
For real. It's just nasty. It's crazy, I really hate
man.
To see them go. Yeah, I really hate to see Dallas lose. But, you know, Kawhi just took over the game the other night.
I feel like if Dallas adds like one more, like, good overall player, like, not even another superstar, just like a good overall, like, floor player. Yo, they're gonna make another, they're gonna go for a run. Like, that's no doubt.
Yeah.
Like, they add another, like, offensive, like, player that can not, like, just that way Luka don't have to do it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone else who can put pressure on other teams, bro, they're going to be stupid good.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, find that one other person that's consistent on the court. You know what I'm saying? Kalingas, he just was on and off the court so much this year, you know? So that kind of messed up the consistency, because when he was there, they was balling. When he wasn't there, you already know who's getting the ball 90% of the time.
Yeah. But, you know, let's move on to some MLB, some baseball. Been around for a while, man. Been watching some games. Looking like the Dodgers are the true threat to go through right now. Playing some really good ball. Padres been playing pretty good as well. The Oakland A's. Tampa Bay Rays are looking kind of good. They were on a little streak there. So, I mean, I mean, what you think? I mean, who you think in the season going into October, who's going to be running the show? I think it's the Dodgers, man. They're just too good.
They're too loaded. I can't believe the trade. Honestly, I can't believe the trade that sent some of the players to the Dodgers and seeing what they're doing now. Why would you do that?
Oh, yeah. Mookie Betts.
It's not even fair right now, man. It's not even fair. I mean, I could say something about other teams, but I still feel like if I do, I'm downplaying how good the Dodgers are right now. I mean, bro.
And the Dodgers aren't even playing with their two best pitchers, Clayton Kershaw and David Price. They're still dominating without their two best pitchers.
You're right.
Imagine if them two were pitching, bro. Crazy.
Yes. Oh man. This is what trips me out, because in baseball, you normally don't see good coaching. But man, one night they might come out and just play small ball. Other night, they're knocking everything over the fence. Other time, I mean, it's like they're just getting people on base, and just it's like they got this baseball thing down to a science. All playing together.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
I'm highly impressed, man. And you know, I'm big on the coaching part, and I've never really seen a coach his way through a baseball game. But man, the Dodgers can play whatever kind of style of baseball they want to play right now.
Your Houston Astros not looking too good. It's not easy when they know what pitch is coming, huh?
We gotta find another way to, find another way to look in the rule book, study the rule book, and find another way to get done what we need to get done. You know, they won't let us bring trash barrels in the stadium no more, so we can't beat on the trash barrels no more.
Yeah. for my team, the Royals, you know, they're like maybe a year or two away from being back in contention, because you know every game they play, they're either losing by one or two runs. They're not getting blown out 3, 4, 5 runs. There have been a few games where that's happened. It happens. Not every game is going to be a close one, but with the young pitching they got going right now, and they're hitting the ball real well, if they just get maybe like a real solid starting rotation pitcher, superstar, or somebody that has had good consistent stats recently who's upcoming, man, they'll be back in it for sure, man.
Mahomes.
I doubt he would even come and play baseball. He too.
He can't play baseball. $500 million, man. He better not be playing the PlayStation. He better be focused on winning games, man.
Man, he shouldn't even be getting in the car and driving. Someone should be got for him.
For real, man. They need Tesla himself to put him in a Tesla and drive him wherever.
Crazy, man. Still can't believe that contract.
Man.
But
I can tell you, man, being from East Texas and going back there a couple of times, man, that's been the talk of everything, man.
Is that all they praise down there? Is Mahomes?
Bro, it's so many Mahomes fans down there right now, man. Like, I gave all my Kansas City stuff away.
I don't even know why you had it. Why would you?
Well, I was up there for a while and coached a couple of camps, and you know, I ended up getting some, you know, NFL gear from the Chiefs. But after I went back to East Texas and seen how many people are not Cowboy fans no more that are Chiefs fans, I was sickened. And I just go ahead and I went on and gave all my Chiefs stuff up. I'm sick. So many people would turn on the Cowboys like that. Not faithful. They're not faithful, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But, man, glad to see, you know, baseball, you know, hasn't been shut down, man. They're still going with it. Still playing. I mean, it's good to watch, at least watch something. Same thing for basketball. At least it's good to watch something, you know what I'm saying? Instead of watching reruns.
Yeah.
But true. let's move on to the NFL. Going through training camp right now. No preseason games. They've been having scrimmages against each other. Been seeing that. Few players been getting traded or even cut. Leonard Fournette got cut today. I see what's his face? The DN from the Jaguars, Yannick. I don't even know how you say his last name. He got traded to the Vikings. So I mean, it's glad that it's still going good. You know, Hard Knocks is on with the Rams and the Chargers. Watched that a few times, just seeing the insight. Always like watching that, seeing what the insight is on the NFL and whatnot. What it's like in the front lines of the front offices and training camp. But I've seen that some stadiums aren't going to have fans. I know the Chiefs are going to have, I think, I think it's 25,000 fans, I think. If I'm wrong, I mean, I know they're just going to have fans. I know a lot of the stadiums aren't going to have fans. I know Vegas isn't going to have fans.
Yeah, nobody want to go in there no way.
Man, what are you talking about?
When you drive down
the strip and you see that beautiful black stadium, the Death Star, man, crazy. Everybody,
yeah, you are crazy if you like it. Yeah, you are crazy if you like it. You don't know, man.
And you're crazy if you don't like it.
Now, why would you want to go into a stadium called the Death Star? Think about that.
How is that not a?
That's not even original.
So what?
So why would you want to call it the Death Star?
Hey man, it just looked nice. I don't know. It just goes with it when you look at it.
Mm-mm. Cowboy Stadium looks a lot better, sounds a lot better.
Cowboy
Fan Stadium. Fan friendly, child friendly. What you gonna do? Take a bunch of kids to a tour of the Death Star in Vegas?
Yeah, why not? No, we don't
do nothing like that. You don't do nothing like that. We're going to Vegas and taking the kids to the Death Star. No, you don't do that.
They're obviously not going to say that. They're going to say, yeah, let's go tour the Raider Stadium.
No, go ahead and call it the Death Star. No, that's what you're going to call it. Now, go ahead and call it that.
Man, either way, they're going to play the game in the Death Star. They're going to play games in Cowgirl Stadium.
Hey, we don't mind people calling the Cowgirl Stadium. That gets more cowgirls out there.
More tickets. Man, get out of here.
Yeah, we sell tickets, man. That's what it's about for us, man. Ticket sales. We done won our Super Bowl. How many y'all have got?
Hey, at least we got three. At least we got something. That's all that matters. At least we got something.
That's cute. Having three.
Hey, we'll be back soon. We're going to be there one day.
Yeah, you will be one day.
Same for you. What are you talking about? Same for you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, every year, man, we like pink in the brain. Every year, man, it's like we try to take over the world. It happens some years, it happens, it don't happen. That happened in a while. So, but that's the goal. That's the goal, man. Now, hey, speaking of that, I think Jerry did the smartest thing the other night. I love that idea. Take all the numbers off the jerseys and play a scrimmage. And right when the play starts, don't show the play. Just show players on the sideline watching the play.
He really did that?
Yeah, I think that was the smartest thing ever, man. I think it was smart. Tune in, sell tickets, because people are going to tune in because it's the Cowboys. But don't show them, don't show nobody nothing. Yeah. Smart.
But man, I'm excited, man. 2 weeks, we get to watch the first game. It's gonna be crazy, man. And it's crazy that the Washington football team still don't have a name for their team.
Yeah, you're right about that. But that's, I don't think crazy. That's gonna happen no time soon.
I know. I don't know what's taking them so long.
I don't really think it's them, man. They just trying to be politically correct on, you know, everything they can possibly, you know.
They're probably dealing with trademark or copyright issues.
Yeah. Because this, you know, once you start making logos on that level, it takes a lot of work. Because there's so many logos out here in the world right now. You got to be unique. Can't steal something from nobody else. So it takes a lot. But, you know, the NFL going to help them with that. You know what I'm saying? Come up with a good name that's you know, fan-friendly.
But, excited, man. First game, Chiefs and Texans, September 10th. 2 weeks away. I mean, who you got winning? Starting off the season right.
Just because there's so many people in East Texas right now that is that's Chiefs fans, I'm going with the Texans.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think first game, Texans gonna come out. Go, it's in Kansas City, I believe too. I think they're gonna come out and you know, stun the Chiefs, man. It's gonna be crazy. Yeah. I feel like this is David Johnson. Year to redeem himself from playing with the Cardinals. Haven't really had a solid season since like 2015, 2016. So out the gate, man. I think the Texans are going to stun him, running the ball, throwing the ball. Yeah, but it's going to be a good game, though. I'm excited. I'm excited for some football, man.
Yeah, I am too. And Bill O'Brien, he got some. I mean, if that passing game ain't up to par, it's time to now get rid of the head coach. I think he only gets one game for getting rid of Hopkins. He only gets one game to prove I'm a good enough coach to let a guy like that go. I don't understand that trade. I don't agree with it. But
one of the best receivers in the league, and you let him go.
In the league, man. And you don't find people like him like every year in the draft. He's like a diamond in the rough.
Oh, yeah. DeAndre Hopkins has been one of the greatest players in the making.
Yes,
since he came into the league.
Yes,
and it's sad to see that trade go down, man. I was just shocked. But honestly, if they don't get it done this year, I could see them firing Bill like halfway in the season.
Man, you got to. You got to.
Passing think game about ain't it, working. Man. Like, come on.
If you just look at ticket sales and jersey sales with how Hop was, man, with just ticket sales and jersey sales. When you got a guy on your team that people will pay just to come and see this guy because he's suiting up and you let him go. From a game plan standpoint, but then from a business standpoint, somebody has to pay for that, and it has to be the head coach for even signing off on it.
Yeah,
I don't care how personal things get. You don't let somebody like him go.
Crazy.
Like, you had Clowney, you had Hop, you got a juggernaut team, man. If you use these players right, But you let Clowney go, you let Hop go. Now I'm starting to think you can't coach superstars. You can't coach grown men with egos.
Clowney don't even have a team yet. He's still a free agent.
Still a free agent. And I can understand him somewhat. You know what I'm saying? But knowing the D-line that you had two bookend ends. You're gonna have to come into my office and meet me. We're gonna have to talk about some things. You know, we're gonna have to have heart to heart, man to man talk. But I ain't finna let you go. You got too much potential. But I don't think Bill O'Brien is that kind of coach to kind of bring guys in, sit them down, and kind of give them, you know, hey, let's have this coming to Jesus meet.
Yeah. Man, it's been it's crazy, man. But I'm excited, ready for the season to get going. Hopefully, college football is gonna happen. I know a lot of the conferences backed out. I know Big 12, ACC are still gonna play. I'm not sure the SEC still playing, right?
Oh yeah, SEC, Big 12,
ACC.
They gonna play. Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame joined the ACC conference because, you know, a lot of the independent schools backed out and the Pac-10 and Big Ten, Pac-12. So yeah. It's just gonna be an interesting year, man. We'll see how long things last. I mean, you know, baseball and basketball are still going. You know, no coronavirus, no positive tests or nothing like that. You know, everybody's still healthy and still going strong. So I mean, we'll see how, you know, contact sports go as far as pro football and college football.
Yeah. And, you know, every region got its own problems. But I can tell you, you know, just being, you know, in Texas, high school football, and these players, man, I got to say, man, we've done a pretty good job on staying on top of things, in front of things, because, man, I've never sanitized so much in my life every day. But, hey, this is what we got to do right now. And the kids are responding to it, doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, it's still business as usual with us because, you know, we got everybody bought into what it takes to play.
Yeah. That's good to hear, man. That's good to hear. Glad you're staying safe down there in Texas. You know, things been a little crazy up here. You know, a few people had to isolate here and there. But nothing bad. No positive tests over here, you know. But people being stubborn about not wearing the mask and stuff. It's gonna come back on us eventually, but we'll see what happens, man.
Man, I can't stress enough, man. Wear that mask, no matter if you think it's something or not. We don't even know the long-term effects of even having this situation, you know. We don't know the long-term effects of nothing right now. So I can't stress enough, man. Wear your mask, man. Don't take nothing for granted. Don't try to be a Superman right now.
Yeah. But it was glad to hear from you, man. Glad to be recording again. Sorry there ain't going to be no video this week. You know, we're still trying to work some kinks out for that. But it's glad to, you know, just for y'all to hear our voices, talk about some sports still going on in the world. Going to be posting twice a week, as always. You know, be on the lookout. Yeah, man, that's all I got, you know. You know who it is, your boy Bubba.
Coach Doty.
Hey, tune in. See y'all here real soon. Appreciate it.